Well, let's catch up with what's happening with our own American Cancer Society in our own backyard. For sure, you know someone who has been touched by cancer. If not you, a close family member, well, your neighbor. So my next guest here to talk about opportunities for you to get involved in supporting the research and more with the American Cancer Society. Kyle Cutler, Senior Manager, Relay for Life, Lakeshore Division, American Cancer Society, and more. Fellow runner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
Fellow runner that's much faster and younger, but a good man that you believe in health. Hope life has been good to you.
Life is good. Life is busy, but good.
And putting some years in under the umbrella of the American Cancer Society. How do you spend your day, Kyle?
My day is busy, but my day is fun. I get to talk to a lot of people about how they see themselves helping us eradicate cancer.
How are we doing against the fight?
We're making progress. You know, every day our researchers, and we have some researchers here in Grand Rapids, are learning more. Good and bad, though, is every time they learn more, four new questions are probably posed to them. So we're asking the right questions, and they're finding more ways to target cancer.
Just a few facts before we get into how we can help. Is there still a number one cancer?
You know, I haven't looked at the statistics in a while. Now that it's March, one of the things we are promoting is ensuring that everyone that is age eligible, so over the age of 50, is getting their some sort of colonoscopy or colon screening, as that is a huge cancer, but it's also preventable cancer.
Why the age of 50?
This is where I defer. I don't have a medical degree, but that is an age where a lot of people have begun to, there's a science that shows that if there's a polyp or something, it's going to form at that age. But we also ask people, this is a good time to talk to your family and figure out what your family history is, so you're telling that to your primary care provider.
You are also involved in Relay for Life. When does that happen?
So we have relays that start actually in March, and they go all the way through November. So there's probably one in your community, whether it be indoor, outdoor, at a college campus. There's tons of different ways that you can plug in and celebrate survivorship, remember those loss, and just come out and have fun.
And what is the role of our local chapter of the American Cancer Society?
Just like any other chapter across the United States, is to mobilize volunteers, raise funds, but also help those that are going through cancer in our own community and make sure they have the support and resources they need.
What's happening on the 23rd of March?
So the 23rd, we're pretty excited. We're doing a mission breakfast. And so at New Vintage Place, downtown Grand Rapids, from 7:30 to 9, will be an opportunity to learn more about what we're doing. You'll hear from a cancer researcher. You'll hear from one of our program volunteers that takes people to and from cancer treatments each day. And then someone that stayed in our Hope Lodge, which provides a free home away from home. And so you'll hear all that, but then at the end, you'll be asked to make an investment into our mission, whether it be dollars or time. And if you want to donate your time, we'll figure out what your passions are, what your time commitment look like, and plug in a spot that you feel like you'll fit best.
Give me an example of that time commitment.
That time can be anything you want. So I mentioned our Road to Recovery program that partners a volunteer driver that takes someone to and from treatment. So you can say, I'm available from noon to one on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We put your availability into a system, a computer-based system, and you people put in when their appointments are, and you have an opportunity to select, yep, that fits me this week, that fits where I want to go or need to go, and you can opt in. So we really have a volunteer opportunity that fits any interest, any time frame, even if that's I'm only available during the summer because I'm a teacher. We can plug you in somewhere.
Kyle Cutler again on behalf of the American Cancer Society. The event is that breakfast of the 23rd of March. Your goal is to raise $10,000. Where does that money go?
The money is going to go right back into the things you'll hear about that morning, whether it be cancer research, our patient programs, Hope Lodge. So if you are interested, feel free to give me a call at 616-551-4035, and I can get you connected with all the details. But like I said, you know, the $10,000 is a piece of that, but it really is, we're hoping that people didn't know what ACS did before and didn't know that maybe they could volunteer to be a part of that mission and want to raise their hand and say, hey, you know, I want to be a part of that. I really want to help make an investment into helping end cancer today.
Yes, that is the goal, end cancer in our lifetimes. The American Cancer Society also available for support groups and giving you a call if, say, you know, I've just been diagnosed. How do you help?
Yeah, you know, we always encourage people to call 1-800-227-2345 or log on to cancer.org. That phone number is staffed 24/7, and it's there for you to ask any questions from what is cancer, to I've got a doctor's appointment coming up, I've been diagnosed with this, I don't even know what questions to ask, to I need a free wig, I need transportation, I need a place to stay. So that is a great resource for anyone across the country to call and use and figure out how we can best help you through that journey.
Great. Details one more time for March 23rd.
March 23rd, New Vintage Place, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., 616-551-4035 would be the number.
Great. Get out, learn about the American Cancer Society, how you can help with your time, talents, or treasures. Thanks, Kyle Cutler.
Thank you, Shelley.